I want to start with a very simple scripture that the Lord gave to us in the Sermon on the Mount. It's a very simple scripture. In Matthew 5, in verse 8, it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I want to just talk to us about this thought tonight, about having a pure heart, and about what it means to have a pure heart, and what is the heart anyway? Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart." The word pure means unmixed. It means It means clean, but it also means unmixed. And so when we think of something that's pure, if we think of pure white, it's not mixed. It's not mixed with dark. And, you know, tonight, Jesus just made a really very profound little statement. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I looked up heart in Webster's, and it said the seat of the affections and passions. You know, the things that we love, the loves that we have, I think we could say are down in our heart, aren't they? If you want to know what somebody's about, begin to talk with them a little bit. Spend a little time. You'll find out what they love. You'll find out where their heart is and where their passions are, where their affections are. You know, this evening, we all have those things, don't we? Our heart is set somewhere. You know, the scripture says over in Proverbs 4 and 23, well, I'll just lay a little foundation here. Proverbs 4 and 23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." You know, the heart is something that it don't tell us where to go altogether. We keep it. You know, sometimes I believe we've got it in our mind that our heart we just need to come and pray, and God's going to change our heart. And then from then on, we're just going to be fine. Well, God does have to do a work on our heart. But I'll tell you something tonight. I want us to get a hold of, we are the keepers of our heart. We are the ones that bring it to God. We are the ones that have the say over what it does. It's called our will. It's called our desire. We heard about that last night some. You know, the Lord has given you and me a charge. He's given us a heart, a spiritual heart, as well as a human heart. And we're the keepers of it. And so He has told us, you keep your heart with all diligence. Because out of that thing is the issues of life. Out of that, out of your passions, out of your desires, out of the things that you love are the things that you do. And so tonight I want us to think a little bit about the things that we love. I want us to think a little bit about the place that our heart is in tonight. Because Jesus made a statement, and it makes another statement. It says, the pure in heart will see God. And you know what else that means to us? If our heart is not pure, I believe we could say we're not going to see God. Now we can say, well, I was saved when I was a child. I was somewhere along the way, I was converted. But Jesus made a very profound statement, and He said the pure in heart would see God. And He's told us that our heart has to be kept. Our heart has to be something we keep. And it is in our hands. It is in our will. It is not where it's something that, oh, we just get under such great conviction. I know people have done that. They've gone to the altar. The Lord has so changed them. They changed their desires. But I will tell you, there went something on in their own mind and soul and in their will. And somewhere along the way, they decided, I'm going to serve God. And so tonight, I want to talk to us a little bit about keeping our heart and making our choices, making our desires in such a way that our life can be pleasing before God. Do we know that our life can please God tonight? I believe that it can. I believe the Lord wants to bless us tonight in a real special way. I want to read several scriptures. Proverbs 23 and 19. It says here, Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Now, you know, here the Lord is calling out to us. And He says, hear, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. And He goes on to say, Be not among winebibbers, drinkers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. You know, the Scripture tells us that to allow our heart to go out after our desires, our passions, the things that we love, for us to allow those things to go out. He says, guide your heart. He said, don't let them go out and make you a winebibber, somebody that drinks, somebody that riotous eaters of the flesh, parties, eating big time all the time. You know, He says, the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Proverbs 23 and 26 on down there, it says, my son, give me thine heart. Folks, we have a heart tonight, and the Lord is calling for it. He's calling for you and me to give our heart to the Lord. He's calling for you and me to give our passions, our desires, our affections, the things that we love. He's calling for us to give those things to God tonight. How many of us tonight can say, I have a pure heart? My heart is wholly set to do God's will. My heart is not divided between wickedness and righteousness. That's the people that's going to see God. Folks, it's not going to be any other way. The Lord has given us a charge that the pure in heart will see God. And tonight He's put us in charge of our heart. And He's put you and me in a place of responsibility to keep our heart tonight. I want us to get a hold of that truth if we don't get anything else tonight. Give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. You know, the heart, the Scripture says, Jeremiah 17, we're all familiar with this probably, but it says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. You know, the heart, I've found, will the word deceit there, I believe it has a meaning of twist in it. I think that's the root word of it. You know, there's something about the heart that can be so deceitful. And the Lord's put us in charge of that thing tonight. You know, the heart deceives people sometimes. The passions, the affections that can rule in our life, it will deceive us if we're not careful. And so I want to look at some things here in a minute, but I want to get a good idea first of what the heart is. That it is that thing down in here that we control. Now, sometimes it gets to a place where the Lord said that He would take the stony heart out of us, didn't He? And that He would give us a heart of flesh. That's a soft heart. It's a heart that responds to God. It's a heart, He likens it to flesh. Flesh is soft, isn't it? It can be moved. It can be touched. It's not hard. And so tonight the Lord wants to take our heart, and give us a heart of flesh. I want to finish reading Jeremiah 17 and 9 and 10. It says here, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You know, tonight, the heart is set many times in such a way that it's very deceitful. I used to work for some people, and I remember they had a real religious aspect to them. But the bottom line was that they always, many times, there was a shortage or something wasn't quite honest. And so I heard this religious thing over and over and over. And you know, what I have begun to realize through life is that many times the heart is very deceitful. And people begin to cover for what really is in their heart. A greedy and covetous man will many times be the very one that speaks the loudest about how righteous he is. I have found that when somebody begins to tell me that they are always honest, and they ride that bus, and they keep riding it, I will tell you, in my experiences, almost every time I have found there's a problem there. There's a deceit there that is going on that's being covered up. Because the heart is wanting to cover what it really is. You know, tonight the Lord wants us to just allow God to search our heart a little bit. And to look into our heart and to allow us to see. Because He said, I, the Lord, search the heart. You know, we're not very good at searching our heart. We as people, I found, will make excuses for a lot of things. And a lot of places in life, people make excuses. And maybe they have hidden agendas and all those things. And I want to look at an example of that in Matthew 7 and 2 and 3. We find here the Lord, I'm sorry, it's Mark 7 and 2. And it says, and when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. Now, you know, that it says they found fault with the Lord because his followers didn't always wash their hands before they ate. Well, you know, my mother always taught me to wash my hands. But you know what? If I don't wash my hands, there's not something evil in my heart, is there? But see, these people, because of the wickedness of their heart, and I say that, I believe that, because of the wickedness of their heart, they began to find something that they could point to, something that they could zero in on that these people were doing. And so they ate with unwashing hands. But what did Jesus say about the Pharisees? You know, he went on down to say, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. What did he find that the Pharisees were like? Were they not part of the ones that crucified the Lord? Were they not envious of the place that the Lord held and his disciples held and the way God was working with them? But you know, there was something in their heart that they were covering up. There was a situation there where a woman was caught in adultery. And they brought her to the Lord. And they said, Moses commanded to stone for this. What do you say? And you know, Moses, there was that commandment. And the Lord, it says he just reached down and he stooped down and started writing in the sand. You know what he was writing? It doesn't say, but I can tell you what he was writing. He was writing the sins that these people were doing and the dark places of their heart. And they were covering it by their righteous Pharisee position. By what they were wanting. See, they were very particular about washing hands and all these things. But Jesus said, Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Well, I think we've got a lot of good people here tonight. But you know, tonight, if the Lord would help us, I want to bring some things out about the heart. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, the Bible says. Folks, tonight, we want to look at our heart, and we want to look at where we're at and ask the Lord, search me, Lord, and show me your ways. We find David in his writings, he was desperate for God to search him. He wanted the Lord to know his heart. He wanted to know that his heart was clean. And he knew that on his own, he wasn't a very good judge of his heart. I've found we're not good judges on our own. And so he goes on down and tells some of the things that the Pharisees did. And here he said, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. You see, there's something in the heart here that a person that wants to take care of their parents and their heart is to do the right thing by them, they will take care of them, right? But he said, you say it's Corban. I'm going to give a gift, or whatever they meant by this. Whatever it was that they were going to do, which would let them out of something God had for them to do. That was a deceit, wasn't it? And so he goes on down, and his disciples then ask him again concerning the parable that he spoke. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. You know, I want us to think a little bit about some of these things tonight. The Lord said to them, that goes into the mouth, that's not going to defile the man. But what comes out of the heart, proceed all kinds of evil things. You know, the Lord has given us, if we will allow Him to, He has given us a way to know our heart. Because He said, out of the heart proceed all of these things. I want to talk to us for a minute about the heart, because I believe the enemy takes advantage of a lot of people right here. Have you ever been tempted? Has anybody in here ever been tempted? Has anybody in here ever not been tempted? I can tell you, you've all been tempted. If you've had any age at all, you've been tempted. Jesus was tempted. You know what? The devil came to him and he said, if you'll bow down to me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. And in a moment of time, he brought all those before him, it says. And and the Lord saw all of that. That all entered his mind, didn't it? Now, if Jesus would have said, you know what? I think I'll do that. I think I'll take you up on that. And he starts mulling how he can do this. You know what? Pretty soon you would see something happening, wouldn't you? Let's say, I don't like to think of Jesus doing that. Let's say us. If one of us would take that from Satan, and we would say, you know what? I think I'll take that. Hitler did, didn't he? He took that. He took that challenge. And he saw all the kingdoms of the world as his. And he went for it. But he didn't realize the devil was a liar. And he could never have that anyway. But you see, what proceeded out of his heart was wars. It was atrocities. It was bringing people into captivity. All kinds of things began to proceed from his heart. Folks, when things begin to proceed from our life, we know we have a heart problem. We don't need to cover it up. We don't need to try to be in any way righteous, or sometimes people will give because it makes them feel good when they know their heart is not right. You know, the Lord wants us to search our heart tonight and allow Him to search our heart. He wants our heart to be pure. He doesn't want our heart to be partly right and partly dark. He talks about that. And so it says here, from within, out of the heart of man. It comes right out of here, folks, right out of the deep-seated places of our passions and our desires. It comes from those places. And he says, proceed evil thoughts. Now, this isn't the evil thoughts that the enemy comes in with. Young folks, I want to tell you, the devil is going to tempt you. That is not sin. Because an evil thought comes to your mind, it is not sin. If you begin to toy with that thought, you begin to think about that, and you begin to want that thing, and you know what? Pretty soon, you're going to have a sin problem on your hand. And you're going to find things proceeding out of your heart and out of your life. And when we do that, we know that there is something wrong. And there's something where we need to come to God as the keepers of our heart and say, Lord, I have a problem. I have a sin problem. I have a problem with my heart. I don't want to cover it up because I've been saved when I was young, or I've been claiming, or anything else. We want to have a clean heart, don't we? And so tonight, as we look at our hearts, we find, to my amazement, that people under the guise of religion cover every one of these things that's been mentioned here. Every one of them. Adulteries and fornications. I've found that religion today, on a grand big scale, allows for those things. And still allows for, you know, we all sin more or less every day. You see, where that comes from is, it comes from an error in the heart. And the Lord wants us to keep our heart. And when we see things that proceed from our heart, evil things, that's something we need to get taken care of. And can we just say, well, Lord, just put conviction on me until I can't stand it any longer? Folks, we're the keepers of our heart. Ask God for conviction. Ask God, Lord, You said for me to bring my heart. You told me to keep my heart with all diligence. Now here I am. I got a problem that You're going to have to change for me because I'm not big enough. We're the keepers of it. We can't always do the work ourselves, but God can. And that's what we want to bring to the Lord. Lord, I want to bring my heart to You. I want my heart to be pure. I want to be able to stand before You and see God. One day I want to be able to come to the time of judgment, and I want to be able to meet You in peace. Have you ever sat and thought about that? Have you ever thought about what it's going to be like to meet the Lord? I've tried to imagine it. I've tried to live every day of my life for many years with that in view. Every day, every major decision, all my life, the things that I do, Lord, I want to keep that in mind because I want to see You. One day, I want to see what heaven looks like. We have to keep our heart, folks, if we want to do that. Theft, covetousness, wickedness. You know, we find that these things have cover-ups. So, they're covered so well. Covetousness is covered so well by the heart. Deceit. But you know, the Lord wants us to have no part dark. He wants our heart to be completely God's. Lord, I want to do Your will and Your will only. And you know, when it's like that, then what will begin to happen is we will see the Lord begin to work His will in our life. And I believe He wants to do that tonight. In Colossians 3 and 5, we read here, It says here, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. You know, Paul is giving us a charge here, folks. He said mortify. He's talking about something here. He wants us to put some things to death, doesn't he? Fornication. You know, is God going to do that for us? I believe we can come to Him and He will give us the power, the authority in our life. But it's going to come from Him, folks. We're the keeper of our heart. Mortify, therefore, the members, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness. Young folks, I want to encourage you today. It is hard to imagine the level of uncleanness, of lasciviousness or looseness in our world today. It is really hard to believe when you realize how widespread it is. It's everywhere. I want to encourage you to cut off when you feel that pull. You'll feel that pull, many of you, maybe all of you. You will feel the pull of the world. But that is not the wrong thing. That is the temptation is not the wrong thing. Put it to death. Put it to death. Mortify. Leave it behind. Come to God with your heart. Lord, there's something here that's warring against my soul, and I need you to help me. I need you to strengthen me. And I believe God wants to do that for us tonight. Uncleanness. Inordinate affection. You know, inordinate is too much. It's too much. I want to encourage us that the affections that we have today, that we don't let them be too much on anything. They can be on the Lord, wholly and fully set upon Him. We're the keepers of our heart, folks. Let's bring it to God and ask Him to have His way in our life. Uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the time in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them, but now ye also put off all these. And he gives the list there to put off. But folks, I just want to encourage us tonight that the Lord wants to help us get to heaven. Our heart is not just something that some people have a good one and some people don't. It is operated and it responds to our will. And tonight, if we want our heart to be pure, if we want to know that we're ready to meet the Lord, then let's keep our heart. We're keepers of our heart. Let's keep it with diligence. Let's look at it. Let's ask the Lord, Lord, this is a time here that you have set apart to encourage us, to strengthen us, to admonish us, to correct us, to show us if there's things in our life that might cause us trouble when we get to the judgment day. The Lord has brought these meetings along for that reason. And so we want to bring our heart to the Lord tonight and just ask Him, Lord, would you search my heart and help me to be able to have a pure heart? It's not something that we can't have. In Mark, the 12th chapter, 29th verse, it says here, and Jesus answered him, 28. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Folks, He's one Lord. He's not a multiplicity of gods. The Lord our God is one Lord. There's one way. He's given us the way right here and told us His way. And He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But you know, I want us to think about what the Lord said here. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. I think sometimes we get it a little bit backwards. I really do. Thinking that it's all just our heart. We're the keepers of our heart. And He's told you and me to love Him with all the heart. He's told you and me that we have a job to set our will in order. Folks, tonight, the Lord wants us to bring our will in subjection to the Father's will. We want the Lord to cause us to make heaven our home. I will tell you, it's not rocket science. We have to bring our will to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to give my heart to You. I'd like You to forgive me. I'd like You to cleanse me. I'd like You to fill my heart. I'd like You to take the stony heart out and give me a heart of flesh. And I believe the Lord is very faithful to do those things tonight. In Matthew 6 and 22, it says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? You know, tonight, I just have another scripture or so here, a couple of more maybe. The Lord wants our eye to be single tonight. If we have, one scripture says something about no part dark. You know, if we see where we're at, and we see our heart is divided, and our affections are on other things, the loves of the world, and the Lord only has a section. See, the Lord isn't sectioned off like that. He has our whole life, and everything else within it is a part of His will. We have to work jobs, don't we? That's part of God's will. He gave that to man. He gave us responsibilities to take care of. Do those things take us outside of God? Do we have to, is that something that, you know, well, how do I serve God and still I have to work and have to be with my family? I have to go do fun things with them sometimes and all of that's all part of doing God's will. That's all part of this single eye. Because when we have a whole heart to say, Lord, I just want Your will in my life. I want You to have Your way. And we give ourselves to Him like that. Then everything else, I guess I'm not doing a very good job here tonight. But Lord, help us tonight. Folks, the Lord wants our whole heart and all of our soul, all of our desires. He wants us to serve Him with everything that we have. And if we give Him a piece, that's not enough tonight. And if we have our own little things that are dark, but yet we serve Him on the other hand, you know, that's not enough. That's not something God accepts. But He says here, if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. And I know He's speaking here of mammon, of money. And that's a big deal in our world today. But folks, it's not the only big deal. It's not the only thing where people divide their lives. Young folks, I want to encourage you to set your heart to do God's will and to fulfill His purpose in life. I know that we all enjoy fun things. We all enjoy, I do. We all, it's a part of the good things of God. But you know, when our heart begins to be set on those things, the way that we know that there's something amiss and out of order is that it begins to bring forth fruits that cause us to neglect God. It begins to bring forth fruits. When we know that something is out of place, we begin to see things take the place that God wanted to have in our life. We begin to see come out of our heart, out of our life. See, we make decisions because that's what we decide to do. The things you do, the places you go, you have decided to do those things. And those things come from within. They come from within our desires, our heart, our passions. And we are to regulate those things. Keep them in the will of God. The good things of life, the places we go, the things that we do, the work that we do. Keep all of that in one thing. This is God's life. It's God's heart. I want to do His will. And that's all. And everything else falls under that. And when we do that, what we will find is, we'll begin to find that we take time for worship. We'll begin to find that we take time to go to church. You know the Bible teaches that. You know that when things in our heart have begun to get too big, and we begin to capitalize on something God doesn't want us to, do you know that pretty soon we'll find that we don't have time for the Lord anymore? And so the Lord has... I know there's times, all of us have times that we can't be there. But folks, when the enemy begins to take advantage of us and we find ourselves disobeying the Scripture where it says don't neglect... forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Then what we find is we've got a heart problem. See, those are barometers. Those are things that God has put in place for us to know. The Word of God teaches us. And when we begin to see that, hey, I'm not doing God's will here, then we begin to know there's something out of place. There's something I need to fix. And so the heart says, oh, I love the Lord just as much as I ever did. It's deceitful. And that's my burden tonight. Our heart is deceitful. And if it can be, I'll say. And if we are not careful, it will deceive us into thinking right on out into oblivion spiritually. Right on out into the devil's territory. And how many times have we seen the enemy take advantage of people? And maybe they start doing some things. Maybe they start taking things into their home and spending time and all of these things. And they're all the time the Lord has said, don't set any wicked thing before your eyes. And yet we do. And then we find ourselves with no spiritual luster at all. There isn't any desire for the things of God. You see, those are barometers that God has put in our life. And when we begin to see that there are other things taking those places, and we see that we are beginning to leave those places God wants us to be in, then we know that there's a heart issue. And God has given that to us as the keepers to allow Him that place. And we look in His Word, and He's telling us, I want you to be there. I want you to be counted on. I want you to be clean. I don't want you to be doing these evil things. And we find ourselves doing those things. I've seen people that wanted a certain thing. Maybe they wanted to get into a marriage that was unlawful. And I've watched it. And pretty soon you will see that instead of their heart being holy and singly set on God's will, you see that their heart wants something else. And so they begin to misunderstand the plain scriptures of teaching of the Word of God. Why is that? Because somebody's heart is deceiving them. Somebody is moving into territory that's the devil's. And what we will find is that our heart is no longer pure and we won't be ready to meet God. The only problem with that, the biggest problem with that is that nowadays people just continue, I'm ready. You know, well, me and God have our own thing worked out. Have you ever talked to anybody that told you that? You see how the heart was deceiving them? You can see by their very life, we're not trying to be judgmental, But we want people to go to heaven. And folks, you can see by the very life that the barometers are there. The Word of God is being transgressed. And it tells us that people that commit such things won't be able to make it in. The Bible is very clear. Folks, we're keepers of our heart. And so tonight I just want to challenge all of us. Keep your heart with all diligence. Look at the things that that God has given to us. And let your heart be covenanted with God. That, Lord, I will have a single eye. I will not allow myself to... I have been tempted, and I mentioned something along this line the other day, along the line of covetousness. If I wasn't careful, I would not ever, I would not be preaching. Let me tell you, I would be making money. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with making money unless you're supposed to be preaching instead. And then the Lord will supply your needs, I've found. But you know what? We can deceive ourselves because we want certain things. And then we don't hear the voice of God. And when our eye is single, and the only thing we want is the will of God. Lord, my eye is single. I want your will to be done in my life. I want you to live and reign in my life. I'm bringing my life to you. I'm the keeper of my heart. I'm asking you, Lord, teach me, train me, lead me, guide me. Tell me the way. But so many times, I find that when we want certain things, or we don't want certain things, then we begin to deceive ourselves. Our heart begins to deceive us. And pretty soon, I have a family member that I remember when the conviction on him was so great. And he knew this was the truth. And he didn't have any question about it. But he said to me, he said, if I get saved, I'm afraid God will call me to preach. And you know, now he is a good Baptist. And I don't just often mention those who they are with and things. But you know, today I find that he is out there believing that we have to sin more or less every day. You know, that's a lie from Satan. His heart has deceived him because there was a place where God wanted to lead him and he held back and would not. And he knew he wasn't. It wasn't like he didn't know. He knew. He knew he was holding back. He knew he wasn't going to go where God wanted him to go. But folks, our heart is a very critical issue. That's where everything flows. All the arteries, all the everything comes out of our heart, doesn't it? It does spiritually too. And so the Lord wants to do some work on our heart for us today. But we are in charge of it. And we have to bring it to Him. Lord, would You clean my heart? Would You make me pure? I want a pure heart. I want a heart that's unmixed. I don't want it to be mixed with evil. I don't want it to be mixed with taking my own way when I know clearly that it's not Your way. Lord, give us each one a pure heart. I want to read just two other places here. In 2 Chronicles 15 and 12, it says here, "And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul." Now, you know what? We can do this. We can enter into a covenant with the Lord to seek Him with everything we have. And it says here that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. Now, that was quite a deal back there. Whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought Him with their whole desire, and He was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. I want to encourage you tonight that when you seek the Lord with all your heart, I want to tell you, you will find Him there. And when you seek Him with your whole desire and bring your heart to Him, I believe that you will be shocked at how He will work with you. The things that you cannot overcome, He will give you strength to overcome. The life that you cannot live on your own, I know we can't do it on our own. Bring it to the Lord. We're the keeper of it. Bring it to the one that can fix it. And He can do that. Over here in Psalms 139, a psalm of David, he said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Oh, David was a man, God said, after His own heart. He was a man that had desires. He said, "Search me, Lord, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Tonight I just want to challenge us and encourage us. If anyone has a divided heart, or if you just want to draw closer with a full heart of full assurance, and you want to bring yourself to the Lord, "Lord, I want you to have all my heart. I want to know that things are right with you." You know, you can have that. I want to encourage us to pray tonight and seek the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and all of our mind, and all of our strength. When you do that, He's there. Amen.